When purse your lips and give full lung to whistle, and find the air the front of your head be full of teeth and bloody sputum. When shake your head at local paper's story of a crime kit, and hold the photo up and say, "He shames us all, this fellow. Look." Then read the silence, look again, and see that he is you, this long-lens shifty bugger in a pub. When no one pays you any heed at all, except the drab-clothed men who sometimes pick you up and van you to the fence and shave your head and make you wrestle pigs, stark naked, smeared in jam. And when you walking dog, click, here boy, call the children over, pat his head, no, he won't bite, but they will scream and run, befreaked by crusty flaps of skin, dried sinew, teeth and hair that you've been dragging round since you unlocked the shed and found him eyeless, stiff and putrid after 7 months of careless oublié. Then welcome. Oh, huckster bands, welcome. In blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam.
Yeah, my name's Josh Beltesh. I've been in a wheelchair for just over 3 years. Okay, but I make quite a lot of inventions for myself. I made a little pantograph lift that will take me up and down to the right level for the sink. But I think this has got to be the best. That wheelchair will do best part of 70 miles an hour. Well, more than 72. We clocked it on the bypass, Gabriel timed me. And I reckon we could do 80 on a good day. But I'm not really a speed king myself, you know. So I'm going to give it away to Stephen Hawking, because he's coming to London on June the 2nd to do a talk, and Gabriel and me got backstage passes, so when Hawking comes out in the car park for piss like he normally does before he gives his speech, we're going to jump him. Gabriel's going to bundle him in the van, we're going to drive up to an old airfield in Bedford, and we're going to give the little fucker the ride of his life. I thought these would be appropriate wear for him. Paul seen him with a bit of a Brando West kind of figure. So Gabe's going to spread him into them. I went with a fair win, he'd probably get him to 100. Going to film it on video. I'm not going to all that trouble just to see it once. And that will also help us shut him up. Because we're going to film him with his cock out. So if he ever does get any ideas about talking to him about it, he knows what we're going to do with the pictures. Fucking jumped up, little spider. I'm sorry.
Did the same thing again, just came out smack into the puddle. I guess he must have just thought he could dive in. But we watched him do it about five or six times, and then we just had to go. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Do have a seat. My God, what is that?
What?
That funny little woman thing next to you.
This is Steffi.
What do you mean, this is Steffi?
You've come about her rash.
It is real, is it?
What do you mean?
Well, it's so small. What is it?
She's a child.
It's a bit like a dwarf. Sort of weirder.
It's all right, darling.
I'd have thought you'd be used to people staring, whenever you are.
Mummy?
Where did you get it?
She is my daughter.
No, I've seen daughters. They're bigger than that.
Sorry?
Well, Mrs. Flint's daughter, she's twice the size of that thing.
She's a child.
Well, it looks like a dwarf to me. She's got a smaller head. Sort of on the way to being a pinhead. Pinhead dwarf, that's what it is.
Doctor, could you look at her rash, please?
I'd be more worried about her size. Feed her up a bit. Get her to do some exercise.
Doctor, she's got a rash. She's been sick every night for a week. She's a perfectly normal child, and I would like it if you
would please... All right, I'll have a look. But I tell you, whatever she's got, it's nothing compared to her size problem. Now, this isn't some sort of prank, is it?
No.
If you're recording this, I haven't fallen for it. I'm just looking at the little freak to keep the woman happy. Right. Look, I don't know what you really are, but this woman says you've got a rash.
It's itchy.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Right, so you have got a rash, have you?
My rash is itchy.
Look, I can't take you seriously unless you speak in a lower voice.
Doctor, please, will you just...
It's like talking to an insect. Now, can you speak in a lower voice?
I think I can.
Right. Do you have any allergies?
No.
Have you been in contact with any irritants? Chemical irritants? Enzymes?
What's irritant?
Look, do you use biological washing powder?
Doctor, I really don't think she knows.
Look, I'm sorry, I can't get anything out of this one. It seems to have a damaged intelligence.
She's 3 years old.
I'd have it checked. I don't want to alarm you, but it could actually be dangerous.
What?
I keep seeing a funny look in its eye.
No, Doctor, I'm really not happy about this.
Well,
I'm
I'll
sorry,
get a second opinion if you want. Ah, Alison, and could you pop through a sec? I've got something very odd I'd like to show you. Dr. Basingstoke's very good with mental midgets.
No, Doctor, I'm sorry, I'm really...
Alison. Just have a look at this little freak ball.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that? Some kind of pinhead dwarf.
Michael.
Hello.
Check the voice out, it sounds like a chicken.
Michael, it's a 3-year-old.
Oh, not you as well.
I'm terribly sorry.
This is definitely a wind-up.
If you just pop through to reception,
I should have spotted it straight away.
Sorry, yes, sorry.
I don't think it quite worked, actually. It didn't work, Alison.
I'll talk to you later, Michael.
They won't have very good footage.
Michael, later.
Oh, I can never tell with you, Alison. You're too bloody good at secrets. Where are you, then? Aren't you supposed to come out now? You bastards. Ah, Sarah. Is there anyone out there waiting to jump at me? No, it's nothing. No. Why are you laughing? Hello? Hello? Bloody idiots. I think you're all bloody idiots.
drink from the box, the juice kicks up, light blue, check the box, yeah. Whiskey, light blue, drink from the box, drink from the box, drink from the box, the juice kicks up, light blue, check the box, drink, yeah. Whiskey, and long. Like it, suck the box, 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 like it, suck the box.
The first floor balcony, I could see him from here. He climbed up onto the railing and held his arms out and fell off, smacked down onto the terrace, picked himself up, crawled inside, and a minute later he came back out on the balcony again, held his arms out, threw himself off. People didn't really want to interrupt him. It seemed a sort of private thing. And after about 30 jumps, he was really badly broken up. People had to help him inside. It took him longer and longer to get back up to the balcony. I wasn't counting exactly, but after about 45 jumps, he just didn't get up anymore. Somebody had actually asked him what he was doing, and he said it, rather than jump off a 50-story building, he thought he'd jump off one story 50 times in case he wanted to change his mind, but he didn't.
Could you inflate my balls slightly? Thanks, Dad. Now some muffy apps. Muffy apps. Yes, make your mouth. Yeah. Go on. Come on. Hello, little fella. Now do the graph retriever. Yes, good boy. Good boy. You're all barking twat. Now launch me on a geezer of piss.
Get your chest on the snatch for me.
No. Levitate me.
Oh, Madame Jeffrey. Yeah, Madame Jeffrey.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yes, oh, excellent. Oh, sleepy, sleepy, very sleepy. Oh, my goodness, that is so good in the cock now.
Oh,
oh, yes.
Oh, come in. It's my dad. He's got to go to work.
Morning.
Oh, great evening, morning. You can shove your balls right in. Yeah, she's got a very wide one.
Sorry.
Okay, up.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. God, let's get it.
I can't now. I've lost it.
Dad! You put him off, he's gone all soft.
Do you want me to firm him up again for you?
No, thanks.
Okay. Oh.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And beat this Ethiopian queen from Philly, taking classes abroad. She's studying film in photo flash, focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and status, she like that. No matter when I get home, get out of two letter phone. Whatever, let's make, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop, baby. Gonna be telling her, yeah.
Just get ill, no doubt. If you were worried, See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people write back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I've seen people caught in love like whirlwinds. Listen to these swans and listen to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where the whole world and lies come in. That's where the drama begins.
What have I went to if my home is baby? Don't worry, you know, say you got me.
Thank you very much. Now, clearly, what I'm about to do can only be done once. It is being recorded, as you can see, on video and multiple sound sources. But the substance of this piece will really be whatever I can manage to say after the single piano note has sounded and the guillotine has severed my head. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, well, that wasn't too bad, actually. I thought it was going to be much more than that.
Didn't know, didn't go, struggling.
Devin Greeny. Hearts like a sack. And laugh. To see the air full of chemotherapy wings. And more children.
Aren't they great? Somebody else can, you know, do the boning and the filleting and all the rest of it.
Of course, you know these are wild turbot. They're not the farmed ones.
Oh, is that really? Right?
Yeah, they're fed on proper benthic kelp. You can actually taste it in the fins.
You know, there was something in the
fins. Well, it's something that I like to do when I'm not recording or when the schedule's a bit light. I basically host romantic dinners for couples. I've never been a fan of rosé, but this is terrific.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Mm. Ever such a teeny bit petty on. Maybe one's taking the other out for their birthday or an anniversary. And my job is to make sure that they have a wonderful evening.
Okay, now, I want to take you back to that fabulous holiday in Kenya in 1993.
Oh.
Yeah? You were both knocked out by the wildlife.
Yeah.
And really enjoying each other's company.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And does it ever get any better than that?
I do quite a lot of research. You can't just rely on your own people, how.
Oh, it sounds great.
However good it is.
So what did you get up to?
Oh, we...
all the safaris, of course.
That's right. Mm. And did some painting.
I guess yours would be watercolors?
Yes, you know, nothing special, just try to paint what I see.
You cannot beat a simple, representational watercolor.
Well, yes, I think you're right.
Not unless you have a camera.
Richard.
Meow, Richard.
That involves the art of friendly conversation. Always in a relaxed style.
Watch out, you don't cut yourself with that tongue.
Sometimes, I even get the opportunity to iron out one or two creases between them.
The main thing, I think, is going to be selling the house in Oxford.
Well...
Yes, bit of a tricky one, this, isn't it?
Well, I mean, Jennifer doesn't want to sell it, and I do.
Do you mind if I just weigh in on a couple of points on this one?
Sure, but I think it's really pretty simple. Now the kids have left home, it's really not required.
What about grandchildren?
Well, now that's Jennifer's argument. Mm.
You know, in 5 years' time, I can see them tearing helter-skelter around the fields, frolicking by the weir in the summer.
Well, it's a lovely thought.
There is also quite a strong commercial incentive.
Smart word is that property in that area is set to quadruple in value over the next 5 years.
Really?
Now put that into the picture. And I think it becomes a pretty countervailing argument.
What? I should just cave in to Jennifer?
Oh, no, heaven forbid. I'm not saying that. I'm just suggesting you hold off for, say, 5 years. Yeah?
Well, I can't see much wrong with that. If you're right, David.
Believe me, I'm right.
Well, then why not?
Oh, Richard, yes.
Wonderful.
Stupid stuff.
I do it.
There you go.
Because I'm good at it.
Richard. Ciao.
And I'm genuinely interested in people.
Thanks, David.
Thanks.
Just in the day-to-day workings of their interactions.
Oh, keep the love. No, seriously, keep the love.
No two are ever the same. Interpersonal dynamics are the world's greatest renewable resource. It's like a self-generating art form.
And they came to the river, and they came from the road, and he wanted the sun just to call his own, and they walked on the dirt.
idiots on this phone call.
You saved your breath, Mr. Cobain. These are affirmative idiot recognition data.
They're not ours. You've been trying to plant idiots on us all week.
That is untrue.
We saw you release a guy who was definitely an idiot out of a horse box, and he ran into the compound straight through it and out the other side.
Don't play games now, Mr. Kopak. There are lives at stake here.
I know. There are fucking lives at stake here, man. Jesus Christ, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Mr. Kopak,
you're the fuck out of us because we're harboring you. You're just involved in what I said. We're not.
Mr. Kopak, please. This is being broadcast on television.
I'm trying to use a profanity here, but I wish you'd just listen to what we're saying. We have no idiots, sir.
But we have no idiots here.
I didn't hear you, idiots. Listen to them.
Christ, we have no idiots.
These three now, if you'd like to go through.
Thank you.
Ah, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
A cup of coffee, sir?
No, thank you.
Soft fruit?
Oh, thank you.
Now then, sir, when would you like your car parked?
As soon as possible, please.
Reversed or front in?
Reversed, please.
With a gloved driver?
Yes, please.
Do you have your own gloves, sir, or would you like us to provide?
Could you provide, please?
Certainly, sir. Chamois or cotton?
Chamois.
Chamois. There'll be a small surcharge of that, sir.
Right.
Lovely motor, by the way, sir.
Thank you.
Now, what about parking lights? Does she wear those, sir?
Yes, sir.
Would you like them left on or off?
On for the morning, please.
Nice choice of regime, sir. And would you like her moved at all?
Twice during the day, please.
Any particular time?
Well, I'll leave that up to you.
Thank you, sir. Very considerate.
Thank you.
And for the rest of the time, I take it you'd like us to do nothing with her. Would I be right, sir?
Yes.
Right. I'll just check if we've got someone on standby to do nothing to a prestige saloon for today. Oh, yes. Mr. Quooks. He's very good. Now, once she's parked, would you like us to pop a photograph of her round to your office later on this morning?
Yes, please.
Time?
About 11:30, please.
11:05. Just to be safe, sir. And shall we deliver you the keys when it's time for you to come and pick the car up, sir?
Yes, please.
So that'll be at 3:30, sir. Should allow you 20 minutes to walk here. There'll be a little bit of admin and a discussion of the day's parking. But you should be out and on the road by 5:30.
Good.
All right, sir. This is Mr. Sesmetislis, who'll be parking your car.
Hello, Mr. Sesmetislis.
Hello, sir.
Now, if you leave your keys with Mr. Pringle in key reception, then he'll pop them through here, and I'll give them to Mr. Sesmetislis, and we'll have her parked in no time.
Perhaps I could give Mr. Sesmetislis the key.
Oh, no, sir. Right. All right, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Help yourself to one of our parking club woggles.
Yeah, thank you.
And a chin board, if you like, sir.
Right.
wear it that way round, then people can see the logo.
Yes.
Should stay stuck on all day, sir. It grips the microscopic hairs on the face.
Right.
Goodbye then, sir.
Bye.
Into his belt, he got out these two pistols and he started firing them straight at the ground, like bang, 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 and a real determined look on his face. I guess he must have just thought he could keep himself up in the air, you know, because he was firing those guns all the way till he hit the deck.
What did you see in me?
Down this afternoon, just outside the Treble Shopping Centre.
Oh, God.
He died on the way to hospital.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Balks. I didn't hit him very hard. Must have been an unlucky bounce. Don't remember it too clearly. I was pretty smashed. I just saw him on the pavement and thought, there's that lad with the big mouth who looks like a daddy off the telly. And next thing I knew, I smacked him against the wall. I'm sorry, Mrs. Barks. Of course, if we can be of any help.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, try and get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty knackered myself, actually. I think I've got somewhere I could grab a kid.
No.
What about the lad's room? Well, where is it then?
Upstairs, first on the left.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make yourself a cup of tea? Could you wake me up when the pub opens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need a few sessions to sort this one out.
Thank you.
be very quiet because they won't start if they can hear you. Okay, just listen. There, you heard. Now that is for horses. Three of the horses are banging the buckets on a trough, and the main one in the middle is playing an old harmonium that we left in the shed. He plays it with the back of his head.
Your lips and give full lung to whistle, and find the air the front of your head be full of teeth and bloody sputum. When shake your head at local papers, story of a crime kit, and hold the photo up and say, "He shames us all, this fellow. Look." Then read the silence. Look again and see that he is you, this long-lens shifty bugger in a pump. When no one pays you any heed at all, except the drab-clothed men who sometimes pick you up and van you to the fence and shave your head and make you wrestle pigs. Stark naked, smeared in gel. And when you walking dog, click, here boy, call the children over, pat his head, no, he won't bite. But they will scream and run, befreaked by crusty flaps of skin, dried sinew, teeth, and hair that you've been dragging round since you unlocked the shed and found him eyeless, stiff and putrid after 7 months of careless oublier. Then welcome. Huckster fans, welcome.